Welcome, everyone. This is David Nicol, co-founder of the Gaia Field Project. Welcome to this Wise USA meditation, a special full moon Earth treasure vase meditation with Cynthia Jewers, who is the executive director of the Earth Treasure Vase Project. I'm really excited for this call and delighted that you're all taking the time to be with us this evening. Those of you who have been following this series know that we have been doing these calls on the new moon dedicated to supporting a Wise USA, and we're now delighted to add this full moon call to this series, which will be, we'll do this each full moon between now and the US elections with the same intention of calling forth a Wise USA. These full moon calls will be led by Cynthia, and we'll be doing the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Meditation. Cynthia is a beloved member of our Gaia Field Council, and we'll hear more directly from Cynthia about the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Project for those of you who are new to it. But I just want to say here that I was honored to be given by Cynthia 3 years ago an Earth Treasure Vase to steward on behalf of the Gaia Field Project, and I took this vase to many different ceremonies where it received the blessings and prayers of hundreds of people in many different contexts. And we love this practice as a very grounded form of subtle activism. Earlier this year, we received the guidance that this vase, it was time for it to be buried in the earth. And because of our focus on a Wise USA campaign this year, we had the inspiration to take it to Kansas to bury it in the heartland of America. So we had a pilgrimage to the heartland earlier this year to bury the vase. And so we'll hear a little bit more about that. So I just want to actually hand it over now, introduce you to Cynthia.
Am I on, David? I guess I am. This is Cynthia Jewers, and I'm really delighted to be with you all tonight on this full moon. We've been doing a full moon meditation in connection to this practice of the Earth Treasure Vases for over 25 years. And the way that this got started was that many years ago, over 25 years ago, I had the great good fortune to meet an old wise man in a cave up in the high mountains of Nepal. Charak Rinpoche was 106 years old when I met him and had the opportunity to ask him a question. And what I asked him was, what can we do to bring healing and protection to the earth? And he gave me this practice of the Earth Treasure Vases. So since that time, I have been carrying this practice out all over the planet. And we have buried, we have filled with prayers and offerings 34 Earth Treasure Vases now. It's a kind of alchemical practice to put our prayers and offerings into these little clay pots and take them to communities of activists and elders all around the world and invite their prayers and offerings as well. And then the treasure vases are ceremonially sealed and buried like a seed in the earth so that our prayers and offerings may radiate out in every direction and bring benefit to the earth and to all beings. So everywhere we go with this practice, a different prayer is called for, a different kind of offering. And so we listen very carefully for what that is. And in the process, we make amazing relations with people in all of these places. And we also make a strong connection to these places where we have gone, which I will invoke in the meditation tonight. And as David said, a couple of months ago in June, we took this treasure vase that David had been stewarding for the Gaia Field Council Uh-oh. Oh, no. Here. Can you hear me?
Cynthia, is everything okay? This is Sherry on tech support, and I can hear you very clearly. Okay, everyone, please stand by. It looks like Cynthia might be having a bit of a technical difficulty on her end. And David, if you're with us, if you can let us know. Okay, there's Cynthia back. Go ahead, Cynthia.
I'm sorry, what happened? Am
That's
I
okay. You're live. You're
I'm
live.
back.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I don't know where I left off. Can someone bring me back? Shall I start again? Can you hear me okay?
Sure, yes, we can hear you okay. How about if someone would like to bring Cynthia up to speed and bring her back in, if you could press 3 on your telephone keypad, and I'll open your microphone. Okay, just one moment, Cynthia, and we'll bring someone on here. Okay, let's go to Jenny. Your microphone is open. Go ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cynthia, it's Jenny here. You were just talking about the vase you gave to David.
All right. Well, I'm so sorry for that, everyone, but happy to be back. And so in June, we took a treasure vase to Kansas together, as David said. And this one, he had been stewarding for 3 years. And we finally decided that it was time to bring it to the heartland of America in connection to this initiative of Wise USA. And our time in Kansas was just beautiful. And tonight we are dedicating this practice, which is a global practice, a practice of global healing and collective awakening, to a Wise USA. And I want everyone to imagine that, and in particular, when we get to the end of the meditation, this will all make sense. But imagine that our prayers and our intentions are being anchored into the fabric of the global mandala of healing and protection for the earth through this particular treasure vase that was buried in the Flint Hills of Kansas, outside of Wichita, underneath an Osage orange tree where the wild horses roam. 2,300 wild horses are taking refuge on this beautiful, vast land of the last protected tall grass prairie in the United States of America. So you can imagine the roots of those tall grasses and trees in the Flint Hills and all of the galloping footsteps of the horses, taking our prayers for wisdom and compassion into the land of this United States of America, for wisdom and compassion to be born and to be strengthened at this time. So I hope that's a little bit of background on the treasure vase practice. Before we go into the meditation, David, are you back?
Yeah, thank you, Cynthia. Sorry, folks, I lost connection there, technical hiccup, part of the fun of doing live events, but I'm here now. So I did hear what you were saying about our pilgrimage, and just wanted to say it was such a meaningful, beautiful trip that we all took, and we all felt like we connected more deeply with the soul of America and just the people that we met on that trip who showed up for the ceremonies. The quality of the prayers that were fed into this vase for this intention of bringing forth wisdom and joy and compassion in the United States at this critical time. It was extremely moving, and to know that we had buried into the earth, that we have buried in the earth, that this little vase that's carrying all those intentions, was very satisfying, and we hope that you can have a sense of connection to that process here tonight. I'm going to pass it back to Cynthia. She's going to guide us into the Earth Treasure Base meditation. And at the end of the meditation, there'll be an opportunity. We'll open up the call for any of you who would like to add your prayers and blessings, as if almost that we have a virtual vase that we're putting our prayers into. I'll let Cynthia guide that process. And then I will just say at the very end of our call, there will be an opportunity for you to continue this process. We have a lot of people on the call, so not everyone will be able to share in the group, but there'll be an opportunity to continue to share, offer your prayers and blessings in a small group of three or four people, and we'll let you know that. We'll guide you through that process near the end of the call. But Cynthia, would you like to guide us into the practice?
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Just to say that I think one of the beauties of this particular practice is how grounded, literally, it is. So we talk a lot about subtle activism and sacred activism, and David is a great guide for these kinds of practices in the world today. And one of the things that makes the treasure vase practice so potent, I think, is that in addition to these kinds of meditations, we actually pour our hearts into a little clay pot and fill it with offerings that are from the heart, symbolic of healing and protection and wisdom and compassion for the world. And we place those into this little clay pot, and then we seal it and plant it like a seed in the earth. And it's just amazing what actually can come from this. It seems like, you know, sort of hard to imagine, really, what could come from that from one point of view, but you never know. And so with that, I invite you to, again, imagine this place in the Flint Hills of Kansas where we have taken this vase specifically dedicated to a wise USA that we will be working with for the next few months until the election, and use it, as I said before, as an anchor to ground your prayers and your intentions. And now as we go into this meditation, just allow yourself to be guided into an experience of this global healing mandala that has been created all around the whole earth. And at the end, we will specifically return to a wise USA. So here we go. If you haven't already found a comfortable position to sit and be still and quiet for the period of this meditation, please do so now. And feel your seat under you and your back behind you and your heart open. If your feet are on the floor, on the ground, feel them there. If they're folded underneath you, just take a breath and adjust your position so that you are fully relaxed and open. Let your belly relax so that the breath can flow in and out, deep and slow. Let your whole body relax now. All of the thoughts of the past or the future fall away. And as your body relaxes more deeply, generate a feeling of stability and calm. Let the breath settle and slow down and deepen. And bring your full attention now into this present moment. This precious moment, this full moon of August, time when all of our prayers and intentions are multiplied according to so many traditions through the light of the full moon. And now, call upon all of your teachers and guides, ancestors, elders, lineage masters, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, and all of the wisdom beings that you feel connected to, your sources of refuge. And invite them to be present with you now. Call them in and ask them to bless you and everyone who is present for this meditation. And receive the blessing of their love, support, guidance, healing, and clarity. And feel this love and this caring taking root in your deepest heart of hearts. And breathing in and breathing out, receive this love and this caring, this form of blessing, and then send it out to everyone who is present for this meditation. Breathing in and receiving, and breathing out and sending this love and caring all around our circle. Being sure to breathe in and receive the love that is being sent. Breathing out and sending it on. And as you continue to breathe in and out in this way, gradually expand your focus to include all of your friends and family and extended community, as well as all of those who this practice may serve. And imagine this circle gradually growing from wherever you are, from wherever we all are, in our neighborhoods and bioregions, countries and continents, to include all beings in all places, everywhere, embracing the whole planet in our love. And now, turn your attention to those who are suffering, the places where there is war, poverty, disease, pollution, droughts or floods, anywhere where the need for healing is very great. And breathing in and breathing out, send your love and caring to relieve the suffering of the earth, of her people, and of all life all around the whole planet. recall the beauty and the goodness of life, the riches to be found everywhere in nature. And imagine that where there is hunger, we send food. Where there is thirst, water. Where there is homelessness, shelter. Where there is war, peace. Where there is sickness, well-being. And imagine there's enough for everyone, everywhere, no matter what. And breathing in and breathing out, imagine that where the earth is unstable or in danger or beings are out of balance in any way, that area is brought great protection and healing, and that balance and harmony is restored. Imagine all of the riches and goodness of nature, the precious gifts of this earth that sustain life, and the very essence of the elemental energies of nature being strengthened and revitalized all around this beautiful blue-green planet that we call home. As we invoke the places where the earth treasure vases have been buried, all around the planet, imagine each of these vases radiating light in every direction, sending healing and protective energies wherever it is needed, in whatever form it is needed. Imagine rainbow light streaming forth from each of these earth treasure vases. Blue, white, yellow, green, red, and all the colors in between. And breathing in and breathing out, allow the feeling of caring and compassion in your heart of hearts to grow. Send that feeling out in the form of light to all of the people, animals, plants, and places that are connected to these earth treasure vases that need healing and compassion, wisdom and protection in the past, in the present, and in the future. The first treasure vase was buried in a cave above Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, the birthplace of the atomic bomb, the center of this global healing mandala. The next treasure vase was buried in the north of this bioregion in New Mexico at the source of the Rio Grande River, in Creed, Colorado. And to the south, at the mouth of the Rio Grande, at the Gulf of Mexico. A vase is buried on top of Mount Baldy to the east above Santa Fe, New Mexico, and on top of Mount Chicoma to the west, known as Tsikamu, to the Tewa people of New Mexico, where this mandala began. And then going out in all directions to the Hudson River in New York, the headwaters old growth redwood forest in Northern California, the Punta Cometa on the coast of Oaxaca, Mexico. Vilcabamba, Ecuador. Jakova, Kosovo. The Tritium Laboratory at the University of California at Berkeley. The Tao Dum Forest on the border of Thailand and Burma. The village of Ein Kerem in Israel, Palestine. Hiroshima, Japan. The Cloister, New York City after 9/11. The Biosphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. The Martin Luther King Freedom Center in East Oakland. The source of the Ganges River in India. The source of the Amazon in Peru. The Southern Pacific Ocean, 93 feet down in Agum Atoll, the Trobriand Islands, Papua New Guinea. The Arctic Circle, Alaska. The Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta, Colombia. Talawayan Village, Lofa County, Vuenjama District, Liberia, West Africa. The Blida River Canyon, Limpopo Province, South Africa. The Giza Plateau, Egypt. Haleakala, Maui, Hawaii. The Itombwe Forest, South Kivu Province, Democratic Republic of Congo. Avebury, England. Bindaluk, Jawan Country, Catherine, Northern Territory, Australia. And the first five locations of a new generation of Earth Treasure Vases that are now expanding this mandala in Gabernmung, Arnhem Land, Australia. The Mackenzie King Park in Ottawa River Valley, Ottawa, Gatineau, Canada. The Original Garden in Findhorn, Scotland. The Great Stupa of Bodhanath in Kathmandu, Nepal. And the Flint Hills of Kansas in the heartland of America. Breathing in and breathing out. Imagine that all that is needed to relieve the suffering of the earth and bring wisdom and compassion to the United States of America can be seen as light radiating out from each of the Earth Treasure Vases all around the whole Earth in every direction. See the light like waves flowing back and forth from your heart to the treasure vases, energizing the vases and adding vitality and brilliance to the light that is then flowing out to each of the Earth Treasure Vases in the whole area where they are planted, bringing benefit to the whole sphere of influence that they are radiating out into, especially now. The Earth Treasure Vase that is buried in the Flint Hills of Kansas. Focus your concentration on bringing healing and protection to the whole earth for all time. see this healing and protection, this wisdom and compassion radiating out from the vases like waves of light flowing back and forth endlessly. Embracing the whole planet with love and compassion, wisdom and healing. And see especially this light emanating from the Earth treasure vase that is buried in the heartland of America on behalf of a wise USA. Imagine that the healing is accomplished, the vitality of the earth completely restored. And wisdom awakening in the hearts and minds of all beings and taking root in this land. Now rest without any effort and recognize the great interconnected web that is life on earth. From a state of non-conceptual awareness, pray that the compassion, wisdom, and peace that is our true condition may bring supreme happiness and benefit to the earth and to the United States of America, to all beings everywhere. David, will you share the Wise USA Declaration?
Yes. We the people, the ancestors of our great-great-grandchildren, call forth the deepest wisdom, the greatest joy, and the highest compassion from the heart and soul of America for the benefit of all life on earth for the next 7 generations. May wisdom prevail in the United States of America. May peace prevail on earth.
May it be so. And now let's just sit for a few more moments before we open the circle. I'll call you back for sharing. So I'd like to open the circle for sharing and to invite everyone who is moved to imagine offering a prayer or sharing an intention into this virtual treasure vase, a little clay pot that is open in the center of our circle, waiting to receive your heartfelt offering on behalf of A Wise USA and global healing everywhere. So, David, maybe you'd like to start us off.
Yes. And I will just say, if you feel moved to offer a prayer or blessing, then please press 1 on your keypad so we'll give you the mic. And my prayer is that this beautiful, silent, global field of presence be infused into this clay vase. May this silence be a point of reference. May it emanate into the collective psyche of America and the world. And just allow us to take an extra breath to bring peace and space. To return us to our essence. Yeah.
Yes, your microphone is open. If you may be muted, you can just check that on your end.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, I want to offer my love to the Flint Hills by reading a poem. It's a short poem called Guardians, and it came from a travel through the Flint Hills. Maybe it will give some of you a sense of this beautiful place where the vase is buried, and it's an offering of love right into that area and into the vase. Guardians. As we drove toward Council Grove, I thought, seeing darkness deep in a morning window, living there is one who caved into himself at night, becomes winds, rivering through cottonwoods across Kansas, nameless guardian of stream banks and gullies. And later, as we turned into Waukini, I felt brush past me hints of one who holds the entire sway of grasses on this plain, prayers appearing in their sheen, open in her mind as she sits in a porch swing somewhere near the trembling of roads. We headed west through crosswinds, past wheat's gold inscriptions, spying traces in that tall afternoon of one who wheels across cumulus on wings of red-tailed hawks, scattering visions like rain on the earth below. From a distant farmhouse, walled in a windbreak, broodings rose up at twilight of one who wears the wet weave of roots gently as her own veins, siphoning life into their outstretched branches. So on the unsheltered plain, each one that wakens in her cradle of flesh aligns with space and is drawn out into the guardianship of what she loves most deeply. Blessings to all.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's go next to Philip. Philip, your microphone is open. Go ahead, please. Philip, you may be muted. Go ahead when you're ready. Okay, Philip, it seems like we're not hearing you. I'm going to lower your hand. Please press 1 again. And we can open your microphone. And just opening that invitation again to press 1 to offer your prayer. Hey, Maggie. Maggie, your microphone is open. Thank you.
Thank you. Greetings from Australia, from Maggie and Ava, and from the Earth Treasure Vase that we are custodians of here, that will go to the western part of Australia. Just to add the deepest blessings from the ancestors of this ancient land to your beauteous land. May the hands join deeply, the hearts join deeply, and may our greatest dreams be fulfilled. Blessings to all. Thank you.
Thank you, Maggie.
Yeah, thank you.
And Rhonda, it looks like a 4 has appeared by your name. I'm going to open your microphone. If you have something to offer, please go ahead. And if not, that's okay, and you can just say pass. So, Rhonda, your line is open.
I just wanted to say, may everyone be healed and everyone heal. I'm sorry, but it's not appropriate. But
Rhonda, would you be willing to just repeat that again, just a little bit louder? You're not coming through very clearly.
May everyone be healed and everyone heal the earth.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
So again, just please press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to offer a prayer or blessing. We have still have plenty of time to offer your prayer into our virtual base vase here.
Hey, Sally, your microphone is open. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Yes. First, I bring warm greetings and blessings from the Earth Treasure Vase at the Findhorn Original Garden, where I was 3 weeks ago, and from the site near Avebury, England, where I was 2 weeks ago, and where I sat and did the Earth Treasure Vase meditation. And I would like to sing my prayer. And I have two. The first one. Ancestors, sky people, all here today. Hear our heart's prayer. Hear our respect. Hear our love, hear our grateful tears fall. I am truly blessed. You are truly blessed. We are truly blessed. And my second prayer is from my brother Burke, who passed 5 months ago. And this was one of his favorite blessings. and the long time sun shines upon us. All love surrounds us, and the pure light within us guides our way on. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
And let's go next to Natosa. Natosa, your line is open. Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to offer a prayer of gratitude, love, compassion, and caring for all beings on the earth and all gathered in this circle today. I offer this prayer from Mount Shasta in Northern California, that may all beings be happy and peaceful wherever we all are. And I look and see the individual vases around the earth, pebbles in the pond of humanity. And the ripples continue to go out and out and out, and will continue to do so. And more ripples added with each new vase. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So again, please press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to offer prayer or blessing. We still have some time.
Evelyn, your microphone is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you. During the meditation, at one point I was feeling the grief and the suffering of so many people around the world. And that inspires me to make the prayer, may all suffering, present and past, whether it be very small or very, very great, may all the suffering of humanity be the fuel that transforms us fully and completely into the divine beings that we are.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Thank you, Evelyn.
Let's go next to Faye. Your line is open. Faye, go ahead. Your line may be muted. Try pressing *6. Faye, we're not able to hear you, so we'll go next to Gretchen. Gretchen, your line is open. Go ahead, please.
This is actually Marta on Gretchen's deck on beautiful Orcas Island in the Northwest Salish Sea. Greetings and salutations to all. I offer my prayer that we, through these meditations, connect with all sentient beings on Earth, here on the islands, as we breathe the air and feel the breeze and join with the eagles and the hawks, and join as a drop of water into the sea, and join with the orcas and the great greys, as it will take all of Gaia's creatures all of humanity and all sentient beings coming together, healing, putting forth our highest good for all. Bring about the healing of Gaia herself. Breathe with Gaia herself. Blessed be. Blessed be.
Beautiful. Thank you, Marta.
So maybe time for one more comment, one more blessing and prayer. If there is any, please press 1 on your keypad if you have a prayer or blessing to offer.
Leslie, welcome. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just still vibrating with the experience of being together with everyone today and the whole Earth Turtavase mandala. There's something about this experience that makes me feel like we are all seeds growing together in some new way of wisdom and joy and compassion. And I can feel the kind of light, the nervous system between us that's grounded in the earth and kind of holding virtual hands with each other. And I'm so grateful for this experience of kinship, of brotherhood and sisterhood in these chaotic times. I just see us kind of growing stronger and stronger and more courageous and more truthful and more loving as we move into these days ahead as beacons of wisdom, joy, and compassion, because we are not alone.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie. This is Cynthia, and I would like to just add one final piece here to suggest, in light of what you just said, Leslie, about being beacons, that we remember that we are each a vessel. We are each a treasure. We have our own capacity to be a treasure vase in this world, filled with blessings and love and compassion and healing for each other, for ourselves, and for Gaia. And to remember that and allow this practice to support us in being that, embodying that in our world today and now and for the rest of time. And that all of the prayers spoken and unspoken today on this call, and maybe David, you might let us know, if you can, how many have been on this call today, that all of our prayers, whether spoken or unspoken, may be realized. And that
yeah,
we may have the... Mm-hmm.
We have about 120 people live on the call, but there's also about over 700 people who are registered for this series who will get the recording. Many listen to the call later. So, you know, we are a good number here today.
Beautiful, beautiful. So may all of our prayers, whether here and now on this call, spoken or unspoken, and for those of you who are listening via the recording, please continue to generate these prayers. Know that the power of our collective intention is rippling out, as was spoken, into this web of beautiful blue-green planet we call home, and bringing benefit to all beings. May it be so. May it be so.
May it be so. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for guiding us today and for this beautiful mandala that you've weaved with your life blood over so many years, and that we can now all draw upon as a great work for all of us. So I would like to invite us just to take another 20 seconds now, just in silent gratitude, to bring this meditative part of the call to a close, and then we'll just have some final announcements. And there will be an opportunity to continue in small groups after this. But let's just take 20 seconds, just giving silent thanks to each other and to the whole field that we invoked here today as a way of sealing this part of our call. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Before we close this official part of the call, I just want to remind you, so this series takes place on the new moon and the full moon between now and the election. You'll get reminders through the Maestro Conference system. I hope to see you on all those calls. We're really building a field here over time that we hope will ripple out into the collective at this critical time. And also want to invite all of you, if you haven't already, to visit our new website, wiseusa.net. There's a place there where you can sign the declaration, the Wise USA Declaration. And we're going to be rolling out a more... another aspect of our Wise USA campaign the fall. It's quite exciting what we have planned. So if you sign the declaration, you'll get on our list of to be updated about those new events that will be added in the fall for a Wise USA campaign. So that's wiseusa.net. Okay, so thanks again, everyone, for being here. And if you'd like to be in a breakout group of three or four people, just to continue this process. Obviously, not everyone had the time to offer you prayers and blessings with the big group, but we can create a space here where in a smaller setting, you can continue to share what came forward for you in the meditation and any prayers and blessings that you'd like to offer. So if you would like to be part of a breakout group, then please press 1 on your keypad, and Sherry, our assistant here, will put you in that breakout group just for another 10 or 15 minutes of sharing. Okay, so, but for everyone else, thank you again so much and wish you a very good evening. Goodbye for now.
Again, for those of you who would like to stay on and be part of a small group to continue sharing, please press 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll add you to a small group. We'll wait just a moment because the number ones are coming in slowly. And the number to press is 1 if you would like to stay on and be part of a small group. Okay, thank you so much for being patient. And I will put you into groups now. Okay, as soon as you hear the chime, please introduce yourselves to one another.